I write a new weekly lifestyles section column mercifully called My Life, created originally by Chuck Spring as Mi Vida Loca, a way, he told me, to connect with the Latina people or whatever. Chuck and the other editors at the Gazette value my diversity as long as I think like they do, write like they do, and agree with them on everything. Far as I can tell, Gazette newsroom diversity means hiring team players, compliant as beaten dogs, yet different enough in skin tone, last name, or national origin to be shut out of the silly little things, like promotion. It's getting a little harder to take public transit because the Gazette recently put up billboards all over town with my huge red-brown curly hair and grinning freckled face on them, accompanied by the idiotic words, Lauren Fernandez, her casa is your casa, Boston. This happened, of course, right after all those new census stories came out about how Hispanics are the biggest minority in the nation now. Before everyone published that oxymoron on the front page, the mainstream media could not have given a Chihuahua chalupa about Hispanics. Money talks, see. Hispanics are no longer seen as a foreign, unwashed menace taking over the public schools with that dirty little language of theirs. We are a domestic market. Thus me, my column, and my billboards. Craziest thing of all is the way the promotions department had my face darkened in the picture so I looked more like what they probably think a Latina is supposed to look like. You know, brown. In honor of Usnavi's having christened us, we allowed her to choose the venue for tonight's anniversary celebration dinner. In keeping with her general need to return to the hood and prove she has made something bigger and better with her life than anyone there ever can or will, she picked El Caballito. Anyway, Usnavis, not a small girl by any stretch of the imagination, also likes El Caballito because each order comes with, no lie, 4 album-sized plastic plates. You get your meat or fish on one. You get your mountain of white rice on another. You get your soupy black or red beans on a third. And a plate of greasy fried plantains, either maduros, which are ripe, squishy, and sweet as candy, or tostones, which are green, fried in slices, then smashed, fried again, and tossed in garlic. Refried plantains, if you will. That's how we had to explain them to Amber, because she thinks all Latinas are just like her. She thinks we all eat the same dishes she grew up eating in Oceanside, California. She thinks all Latinas give a rat's rear about menudo, a soup they voluntarily make with tripe, a line of little Mexican ladies rinsing corpse poop out of the pig intestines in the kitchen sink. No. Sorry. Not for me. She honestly thinks California-style Mexican food is universal among Latinas, and the only bananas she'd ever seen before coming to Boston were the ones her mom got at the Albertsons and chopped over her cornflakes. She should know better by now, but honestly, I can't tell if she really gets it yet. She's still always up in my face with all that dated 1970s Chicano movement, brown and proud, West Coast, que viva la raza jive. And when she's not up in my face, she's up in Rebecca's face. Rebecca is her cause. We sucias are all professionals. Usnavis, Vice President for Public Affairs for the United Way of Massachusetts Bay. Sarah, wife of corporate attorney Roberto Assis, stay-at-home mom to twin 5-year-old boys, upstanding member of the Brookline Jewish community. Yes, we Latinas come in Jew, too. Shame on you for being surprised. And one of the best interior designers and party throwers I've ever known. Elizabeth, co-host for a network morning show in Boston, current finalist for a prestigious national news co-anchor position, former runway model, born-again Christian, former Catholic, and a national spokeswoman for the Christ for Kids organization. Rebecca, owner and founder of Aya, now the most popular Hispanic women's magazine on the national market. And Amber, a rock and español singer and guitarist waiting for her big break. Then there's moi. At 28, I'm the youngest and only Hispanic columnist the paper has ever had. But I don't want to brag or anything.